tomorrow, the City of Holroyd Brass Band and Riverside Theatres are bringing all your favourite musical numbers together in stage and screen. Musical director Richard Sandham is on the line and ready to chat about all the cult performances in the show. Stage and screen, it will be covering a range of smash hits from Broadway to blockbuster films. What kind of musical numbers will be performed?
Yeah, of course. So we're playing a few numbers from Les Miserables, from Chicago, or with All That Jazz, and some of the film ones will include some of the popular music from Harry Potter and Indiana Jones.
Ooh, sounds like a lot of fun. Will we hit, like, you know, cult ones like Star Wars as well?
Yes, we took a few numbers from Star Wars and pretty much all the sort of popular things that we know. The idea of the show is to take music that's been used, that's extremely popular from both stage and screen, and some of the ones that are sort of crossed over. So maybe they started originally on stage and then got turned into a movie, or movies that then got transformed onto the stage.
What are some of those productions that you're talking about there?
So obviously Les Mis is obviously one that's been done recently. Chicago, we're doing some of the old Disney songs which have been transferred as well. So yeah, there's a whole sort of mixture, sort of like the idea is a bit of a journey from the golden age of stage musicals up to then the current day with the Harry Potter music.
Oh wow, so it's a proper like time traveling kind of
moment. Yeah, that's sort of the idea of it, sort of take us through a little bit of a journey. Yeah,
this is the thing though, there is so many musical pieces out there. How did you narrow down to
Look, obviously, there's so much music out there. So the City of Holroyd, we're obviously a brass band. So there's certain music that tends to suit that sort of ensemble a lot better. And it tends to be the more sort of bigger, brassier numbers, some of the sort of big band stuff from the old stage shows. And hence why some of the John Williams, Star Wars, Indiana Jones, Harry Potter tend to work really well for that ensemble. So in a way, some of them do pick themselves. And then we had to be a little bit creative with a few of the others.
I can imagine. Now, the brass band itself, you guys were created back in 1972. So how is it kind of going through this journey in the past 40-odd
years?
Yeah.
So we were originally created by the City of Holroyd Council, which is now part of the Cumberland Council, and pretty much just to provide support for the local area, represent the council wherever we'd go. So we take part in the annual Anzac Day March and Dawn service, and we also represent the council in the City March. We take part in competitions, national competitions, as well as state competitions, Remembrance Day services, as well as small concerts around the local area to sort of promote what the council's doing.
Fantastic. Now, that said, though, was it kind of interesting kind of going from, you know, council events to now just doing this on stage?
Oh, very much so. I mean, the great thing about a brass band or any of those sort of bands is they're extremely versatile. They can go from marching parades to these. In fact, we've actually, I've just got back from a job with the band. We've been out doing caroling and marching through some of the malls in Sydney, playing greeting Santa as he comes along. So they're incredibly versatile. So and we can break down to maybe 10 people to our full ensemble of 35. So
oh, wow.
It's always there's always a diverse collection that we can do.
That said, though, is it a bit early for caroling? It's only still November.
Well, some people would say yes, some people would say no. So Santa's arrived now, so we sort of have to get used to it now. So
well, we can't wait to see you tomorrow and hear all the amazing classics that you're going to bring out on the stage. But Richard, thank you so much for joining us here on at 2SER.
No, thank you very much for having me, Sophie.
Not a problem. That there was the musical director of the City of Holroyd Brass Band. They're performing it tomorrow at 3 p.m. at Riverside Theatres in Parramatta.